USA.org.
We're just at the start of a very big week across America. It's called midterm elections. Do you care or are you apathetic? They say only 40% of everybody eligible in the nation will actually go out and vote. Will we see a higher number this time around? Boy, I would love to see that number jump because it means people really care and are paying attention and think that they can make a difference with their vote. Trust me, I really believe that it does matter, especially in the midterms, because there is where you can shake someone's world and unseat the incumbent who forever and a day gets elected over and over and over again, and they're part of the political machine. But yet you see that nothing new is happening. Nothing new is coming out of Washington. What do we say all the time on this show? It's the lack of action. It's all about the words. But yet we don't see the action, only the reaction when something horrific happens and the wheels come off the bus. Then all of a sudden everybody wants to grandstand and vent and jump up and down and say that they've got some legislation that they're going to propose. Why? Because it's a layup at that point. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Best water cooler buzz around in the overnight hours. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. Do it quickly. Jam on the phones if you have an opinion. Are you going to vote in this election or are you apathetic? If you're apathetic about the whole thing and think that you can't make a difference, I want to know why. I want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. One of the big elections, of course, there's a couple of them in California, and the California election that I'm talking about shows now, according to the latest field poll, that Barbara Boxer, the longtime senator from California, is leading Carly Fiorina by 8 points. So that's not an unsurmountable amount of points. But California, if you look at the demographics, points in the favor, certainly, of Barbara Boxer. And that's not the only big race in California. How about what's happening in the gubernatorial race? You have Meg Whitman versus Jerry Brown. And if you remember, Jerry Brown, of course, was the governor of California in the 70s. Now he wants the gig back again. So what are the big themes in this election that you could apply across all the other races in the land? Of course, taxes, jobs, and the economy. I mean, really, all of it comes back to the green stuff. Meg Whitman talks about cutting taxes and jobs, and Jerry Brown talks about the economy and the jobs. Listen to what they both had to say.
As governor, we created almost 2 million jobs in California. Now, that's a big record. It's one thing to run a business and create a few thousand jobs. It's quite another to lead a government and cooperate with business and labor and get California working again. When people are really hurting, you got to do more. And that more is not wasting money, but it's investing it.
Former Governor Gray Davis, chief of staff to Jerry Brown, you know what he said? He said Jerry Brown's only idea to solve this budget crisis is go to the voters with a tax increase this spring. You know, I'm a proven job creator. That's what I've done for my entire career. Jerry Brown has been part of the war on jobs in Sacramento for 40 years, and it's going to end on Tuesday.
Yeah, and the problem is, though, with Meg Whitman, she spent a fortune to try to win that seat, and she got stung with this whole housekeeper thing. Whether she knew her housekeeper was illegal or not, she told a television host that her former housekeeper, an illegal immigrant, should be deported, but then stepped away from that whole comment during a stop last week. So, and then, of course, she was on the Greta Van Susteren show. So she's kind of caught in a web there on that one. Plus, with the makeup of California, she's got the same problem, but she has spent a huge chunk of change to try to become the next governor of California, so we'll see. Here's what's interesting. Sarah Palin on the Republican side of things, as you know, lover or hater, has become a voice for getting some people attention that are running, especially some of the unknown people. And the governor really is trying to help Joe Miller as part of that Senate campaign, his Senate campaign in Alaska. So this is probably the hardest that she's hit back with the media. She said over the weekend that the journalists who are covering Joe Miller are bastards and suggested that the CBS stands for the Corrupt Bastards Club. She says that the reporters, in especially of a specific Alaska CBS affiliate, are plotting to bring him down. What's interesting is her allegations were caught on tape, and of course they were leaked to Andrew Breitbart's website, Big Government, and you can kind of, it's kind of a weak audio link, but you can certainly hear it. And I don't think that Palin's necessarily worried about her words, but the question is that what happens with Joe Miller and what happens with the whole write-in thing with Lisa Murkowski? And that's gotten pretty ugly in the cold tundra of Alaska. It's gotten downright nasty, but that's not the nastiest of all the races, or the closest, really. The Kentucky race is close. The Pennsylvania, I'm talking about Senate here, the Pennsylvania race is very tight, too. And I think there's the Nevada race for Senate is very tight as well. So there are a handful that are just too close to call, making, I think, Election Day much more interesting, because there's going to be some that may drag out for the rest of the week that you just don't know really who the winner is. I think there may be a handful of those, at least two or three. But otherwise, we may see some big flips. And what does that mean? Does the House turn GOP? Does the Senate fall short of that? What does that mean for the next 2 years under a Democratic president? All the stuff that we're going to be talking about throughout this week here on America Tonight, certainly. All right, a couple of quick odds and ends for you right at the top. Things that are that water cooler buzz that I mentioned. Finally, Elizabeth Smart, remember the young woman who was kidnapped when she was just 14, snatched from her home. Finally, that nutball who sexually abused her, raped her, and said in a fake ceremony she was his wife. His trial finally starts after 8 years because the feds, he's being tried in the federal court level. The feds said enough of the nonsense with the he's mentally ill or whatever, which I think is great, because she's deserved this and she needs closure on this. And I think everybody, frankly, connected with that needs closure, and he needs to be punished for what he did. He could get life in prison. And speaking of finality, the shuttle Discovery, which is one of the more famous, I'll call it, shuttles for all the missions that were flown in the Discovery, could be ready to blast off on Wednesday, leak-free. There was a bunch of gas leaks, so they had a whole series of delays. Now it's set for Wednesday. The weather looks good. There's a good chance it'll make its last trip to orbit. They're going to the International Space Station. Then there's only one other shuttle launch remaining, and that's in February. Hang with us.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health. and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
One day left, one day to decide which way you're going on whoever it is that you're voting for. You might have a lot of people locally, also state-wise, and then, of course, representing nationally, depending on where we're talking, Missouri, Illinois, certainly parts of Connecticut and or Connecticut just in general, in New York. Everybody's got somebody they're voting for or some issue also, because there are a lot of issues that are on ballots across the nation, too. You know, there's that Prop 19, the marijuana thing in California, which I think will probably go down once again. Initially, it was thought, oh, this is going to happen, and they're going to tax marijuana, and they're going to make revenue up because of all these IOUs, but it's not looking good on that front either. So there is certainly some confusion over what the messages are out there, and there are people that are furious over what has happened. Will it translate into the numbers, however, when it comes to the masses going out and voting, whatever nook and cranny you're from? We traditionally have not seen that. We've seen 40% as the high water mark. Will we actually see more people go out and vote? Democrats blame Republicans for their party's problems with their message, and Republicans say that their opponents are trying to push us down a road that we don't want to walk on any longer, and then try to pin it back on the Republicans, what the Democrats, in fact, have done. You had the president stumping in Ohio on Sunday, and then the question is flying around as to whether or not with the presidential election, the next one in 2012, is this kind of a referendum on how the president is doing how the other Democrats in some of these key states do. That's why he was in Ohio. That would be a very important state, certainly, in 2012. Kind of like Pennsylvania, too, where you see Joe Sestak in his race, what's going to happen in that one. And that's that was also a spot that the president and the Democratic Party was concerned with. Bill Clinton has a certain cachet when it comes to the Democrats. The former president is a big-time fundraiser for lots of different people and still has a voice in the Democratic Party. Here's what he had to say.
It took Japan 10 years to get out of a financial crash like this. We're not going to take that long. We're just asking for two more before you go back to the policies that got us into trouble in the first place. You gave them 8 years to dig the hole. Give us 4 years, just half the time, to get out. The thing that's bothered me is this is the most fact-free election I have been involved in my life. Look at him. Look at his family. They're going to be fine. The question is, are you? He ought to be the governor, and you can make it happen. You got a day and a half. Go get it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You hear what Clinton said there, fact-free election. And in some ways he's right, because a lot of this comes down to the campaigning through the ads, whether it's the governor's race in California, and if you're going to vote for, he's stumping for Jerry Brown, the former governor, or whether it's going to be somebody different, Meg Whitman, the businesswoman who spent a fortune to try to get reelected. But it comes down to sometimes, crazily enough, the last-minute ads and the push there to get across the message of what the opponent hasn't done and where they stand when it comes to the issues like taxes and the economy, jobs is certainly would be very big. And in California, naturally, that's going to be the big one, just like in Nevada, because there's so many people who don't have jobs. And you look at California, how far behind they've gotten in the curve, where they have IOUs all over the place. They had to furlough some of their workers to try to make up money. And California, no doubt, is in very, very big trouble. All right, we're going to swing away from politics for a second here and tell you about a couple of other things, some follow-ups from last week. I think it's important. I hate to leave people hanging. You know, it's like when someone kind of puts up the old-fashioned or old-school high five, and they call it, you're leaving me hanging, when nobody reaches up and hits the hand, right? So we don't want to leave you hanging. Here's the deal on the deadly volcano that we were talking about out of Indonesia last week, and the fact that, you know what, it's erupted again here on Monday, and it's spewing clouds of gas and ash thousands of feet in the air. Imagine what that sounds like, just this booming explosion. How scary is that? You try to outrun lava. So no new reports of any casualties as they try to get everybody away from the villages in the first place that would have been close to it. But then you had on the other side of the country, basically, trying to help victims of the tsunami, because there was a tsunami last week that slammed into several islands, sweeping entire villages, boom, swallowing it up whole into the sea. Now you had twin disasters almost simultaneously 1 week ago. Nearly 500 people are dead now. So you've got 20 mountains rumbling and spitting out ash in Indonesia. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes. You know, that we're talking about Merapi and that mount there, just ash and ash everywhere, 2 miles down the slopes. And it's been very active the last couple of days. So trying to warn as many people as possible to get out of the way. And what's happened is you have boats and helicopters that are trying to do whatever they can to try to rescue the people who are trapped, whether it was the tsunami thing or trying to get people as far away as possible from this ash that's shooting up. Sounds so crazy scary to me. They know they live with this, but they still live there. and how devastating it is when nothing happens, but then all of a sudden you have an earthquake, you have a tsunami, and you have a volcano all erupting at the same time. I would think that the resources would be stretched beyond belief. I mean, I'm not even doing it justice. Probably, and then some is what I'm thinking. All right, here's another thing to talk about. This Gitmo detainee getting 8 years in a plea deal. Now all of a sudden we're starting to see some of this happen. Gitmo is like the forgotten story. It didn't close. There wasn't movement to the U.S. moving the prisoners that were left out of there. But still there is this whole idea of how do you met out the justice here and what do you do? A judge sentenced, in case you missed this because we talked about it, a judge sentenced a former teen Al-Qaeda fighter Sunday to 8 more years in custody, bound by a plea agreement that actually compelled him to ignore a military jury that said he should serve 40 years for war crimes. That's a good fair or foul. That included the killing of an American soldier. We're talking about Omar Khadr's sentence that ends a case that attracted a lot of attention and a lot of criticism because he was a Canadian prisoner when he was 15 when he was captured, and he was wounded pretty badly after a firefight at one of the strongholds, an Al-Qaeda stronghold in Afghanistan back in 2002. So he was a kid. He just kind of stared straight ahead and listened when the judge read the sentence that says he needs to stay one more year in Guantanamo before he can ask the Canadian government to allow him to return home to serve the remainder of his sentence or seek early release on parole. He's been held 8 years at Gitmo, but doesn't get credit for time served. So that was the jury of the military officers who deliberated about 9 hours over 2 days, and they hadn't been told that a sealed plea deal would mean their decision would just be a symbolic thing. That's the other side of the story. And what did he do? He planted 10 roadside bombs, in case you forget the story, in Afghanistan, part of a explosive cell, and threw a grenade that killed an American Special Forces medic, Sergeant First Class Christopher Spear of Albuquerque. And they said, his lawyers and human rights group said he was a child soldier. And boy, that was a nightmare, wasn't it? We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to francisinsights.com. That's Francis with an E, insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory. So how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FRANCESINSIGHTS.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Yeah, so who is going to make the move? We were talking about this right at the top of the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The polls are predicting some big gains for Republicans. In some cases, saying that the House is absolutely going to go the way of the GOP, but the Senate is a little dicier. I broke that down for you, some of the key races. So what do you think happens here in the next couple of days, and how many of you are going to get out and vote? Always fun to chat with our pal Andrew Klavan. He's a Hollywood screenwriter, novelist, and I think he's just going to take over the world, actually. He's got some great political opinions, and he's got a new book coming out called The Identity Man. We're going to talk about that in a second. You can snap that up on Amazon. His stuff is always really super good. This is unsolicited, too. Andrew's not paying me to say this. Andrew, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks a lot, Kate, and I would have paid you if you'd asked me. I just want you to know that.
Your books are great. I mean, they're great. They're great reads. This is my idea of a good book, and I'm sure you, growing up and reading so much and then writing your whole life, it's the book that sucks you in. It's the book that you don't want to put down, so you're in a line somewhere and you're pulling it out or you're taking it with you on the train or whatever it is, and you can't, you know, you want to get to the end of it. You want to know how the story ends.
That's always been my goal, is to write books that move like a, you know, just a train, a bullet train. But then at the end of it, when you put it down, you also have stuff to think about, you know. So I want the story to just grip you, take you along. And when it dumps you out on the other end and you're kind of breathless and you're thinking, you think, gee, I really have seen something I didn't think I was going to see. So that's been my goal since I started out.
Yeah, well, you definitely have done a great job of that. Let me get your take on what you think's happening. There's a zillion polls, whether it's Zogby or whether it's Rasmussen or, you know, a slew of others that are predicting all kinds of different things. But the ones that I've read lately, a lot of them are saying substantial gains for Republicans. Do you think that's what's going to happen, or is that just what's being pumped out there?
Well, I'll tell you what I feel. I mean, over at Instant Pundit, Glenn Reynolds keeps saying, don't get cocky, don't get cocky. but I feel, I can't help feeling that it's going to be an even bigger blowout than some of the polls are saying. The reason I say that, there are a couple of reasons I say it. One is the polls generally do favor Democrats. They always overestimate the Democrats. Even the conservative polls do this. They always overestimate the Democrats. And I think this time, that's going to be a double trouble, because I think not only are there fewer people who are going to vote Democrats, a lot of the Democrats aren't going to turn out. The other thing I really do believe is that this administration is so alienated from the feelings of people, you know, the way people feel about this country, the direction people feel this country should go in, and they don't know it. I think they're completely clueless to what most people are thinking. The Tea Party's come out, and they're really just ordinary Americans defending constitutional law and small government, things that Americans have been in favor of forever. And the press just unleashes on them. Oh, they're racist, they're enraged, they're terrible, you know, they're bigots. And I just think that this separation, this alienation between the elites in this country who are in Washington and Hollywood and New York and the rest of the country is wider than it's ever been. And I think we're going to see that at the polls.
Yeah, I agree. It's like the middle class is completely not represented and pushed out somehow and getting squeezed in. Do you get that feeling that the ordinary folks are just caught up in the middle of this thing?
Yes, and I even believe the traditionally, Democrat voters, blue collar guys, the working guy, even a minority, a substantial number of minorities are beginning to realize these policies don't work. I mean, I'm against a lot of these policies because I feel that they inhibit freedom. I feel that they're unconstitutional. I feel they're against the American way of government from the bottom up, rather than the top down. But they also don't work, you know. These liberal policies destroy our cities. They lead to high crime rates. They bog people down in terrible practices like illegitimacy, which just throws people into generational poverty. And they strengthen our enemies, you know, when you sit around and fire a Juan Williams because he says Muslims make him nervous on planes. You know, that just encourages people. It encourages the worst of the group. I know that most Muslims aren't violent people, but this encourages the violent among them by giving them a kind of a cowl of silence to hide under, that I think it's, and I just think these policies make things worse for everyone, and we just have to learn that. We learned it with Jimmy Carter. We're learning it again with Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, you bring up the Juan Williams thing, the most ridiculous thing, I think, to date, illustrating how far political correctness has gone way over to the other side. And then the way Vivian Schiller handles it at NPR, I just do not understand. Were they looking for the big black eye? Because I think even people that really like NPR think, whoa, what's going on here? Because a lot of the affiliates I heard were threatening to drop, and that's why she came out with the apology.
Yeah, well, they should. I mean, they really should be defunded for this. I think it is. It's everything that American journalism should not be. And what it is it's this idea of identity politics, that by criticizing individual behaviors of people, you're somehow criticizing the group. So if you say, hey, you know, I don't care if you're gay, but don't march down the street naked, you know, it's not right, it offends the sensibilities of your neighbors, suddenly you're homophobic. If you say, hey, you know, I don't care what you call God when you pray, but, you know, there is a violent segment of your religion you're going to have to deal with, suddenly you're Islamophobic. You can't silence people like that. It only increases their anger and makes them more unreasonable. And I think that journalism is supposed to get the facts out there without comment. It's supposed to tell us what's going on and let us make the decisions. But these people, these elites, are so arrogant. They think we're not capable. They think we're racist. They think we're stupid. They call us afraid. They call us all kinds of names. And that's why they think they have the right to manipulate journalism like this. And they got caught doing it in this case.
Yeah. Midterm election turnout, do you think, and I'm getting excited about it, but I always get up for the whole election thing and think that I hear the rumble in the jungle, and this time I really do feel it a little bit differently. Do you think we're going to see big numbers, big turnout?
I think we're going to see a big turnout from the energized people who are mostly on the right. That's what I think. I think that the base always turns out, but elections are determined by independents, determined by the people who say, you know, I don't like what's happening, I'm going to go this way, or I like what's happening, I'm going to go that way. And I think those people, there are a lot of people who really, really, really dislike what's going on. They're doing it, playing a very dangerous game with a very fragile economy. They're being bullying. They've been dirty. They've played backroom deals. They've been insulting. They've been divisive. I'm running out of adjectives, but they've played us off against one another. They've said, oh, the rich have to be punished, or they're taking money away from the poor, which isn't true. Barack Obama told Latinos they have to punish their enemies and reward their friends, which is absurd and obscene. They're suing Arizona for trying to defend its border. They've just trying to turn us all against one another, and I don't think that's the way Americans want to be governed, and I don't think it's the way they want to be.
No, I agree with you. Tell us about Identity Man.
Identity Man, I'm really excited about this book. Identity Man is about a kind of a petty thief who gets in trouble. He's framed for a murder he didn't commit, and he's on the run, and the police are closing in. He's facing life imprisonment, maybe lethal injection. And he gets a chance, a mysterious stranger offers him a chance for a brand new life. He gets a new face, a new name, new records. And he thinks he's going to get a shot at redemption, and instead he finds himself tangled in the corruption of a big city run by identity racial politics. And it's so corrupt and so deadly that, again, he finds the world kind of closing in on him. And it's how he tries to find his way to a new life before somebody kills him. And so that's the story. It's about a man caught in a city destroyed by identity politics.
Sounds familiar, I think. I can see where you got some of your material a little bit. How about this other thing? Because I was really, really excited for you when I heard that Summit Entertainment is creating film adaptations of the Homelander series. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Homelanders is a young adult series about a kid who goes to sleep one night and he wakes up in the clutches of Islamic terrorists. And there are now three books out in the series. The new one is called The Truth of the Matter. And Summit Entertainment, they're the guys who did Twilight and they did the Hurt Locker. Mm-hmm. And they've optioned it for film. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm not going to be the screenwriter on it. They're going to hire a screenwriter to do it. But I'm really excited to see, you know, where they go with it. And if they keep some of the, you know, it's not, as everything I write, it's not exactly politically correct. And I'm going to be interested to see if the movies can handle some of the stuff I talk about.
Yeah, what's that? When they hire someone else to do the screenwriting, is that okay? Is that sometimes good, maybe, because you're so close to the material, or eh?
Yeah, no, it really is good, I think. You know, I have adapted my own stuff. It can be done. Usually the best way for that to happen is if I do it many years after I've written the book. I'm kind of close to this. I don't really want to tell the story all over again right now. I think it's a good thing. And I think that, movies and books are very different art forms. And it doesn't bother me at all when they bring in, you know, a career screenwriter to adapt something.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And so everybody go out and pick up Identity Man. You can get it on Amazon.com and all over the place. And check out Andrew, by the way, andrewclavin.com. You get a real sense of what makes him tick if you go to that website. Andrew, as always, thanks for stopping by America Tonight.
It's a great pleasure, Kate. I'll talk to you again.
All right, absolutely. So it's interesting now what's happened with Andrew. You heard him talking there about Identity Man being one of the few politically incorrect guys in Hollywood. And it kind of goes along with what we're talking about, that weird disparity between the truth and what's really happening in our culture and how infuriating that is to so many of us. I mean, that's like the thrust of America Tonight. The idea that there's so much that you cannot talk about in certain circles because it's just not correct. And you certainly know my philosophy. I'm absolutely for the smaller government, definitely the Tom Jefferson point of view, if we wanted to go back to our founding fathers. All right, coming up on the flip side, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm going to throw out some sports, get you caught up to date on that, and also some other things that are ticking across the land. Hang with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible Respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Their life in the World Series. It was orange and black, perfect for Halloween, but not perfect for the team in Texas, as now the Giants have a 3-1 lead in that World Series finale and that showdown. So if they win the next game, that's it. You know, pretty much they control the destiny of this thing, and the Rangers would have to reel off a bunch of wins. What's interesting is a rookie pitcher was just incredible. I mean, he was hitting everything, whether he's bringing it inside or a little bit outside. He was mixing in a curveball. He was just had good, good stuff, as they say. Madison Bumgarner is his name, and he dominated Ranger hitters for 8 innings. He was the definite difference maker. Aubrey Huff, Buster Posey, each went yard, and the Giants put a hurting on the Texas Rangers at home in front of the home crowd. Game 4. So like I said, they've got one win. They're one win in front of that World Series title, and they take it to the field again on Monday. Hey, this kid, too, he was so poised. 21 years old, only 3 hits, and he pretty much sucked the wind out of that stadium. Good for him. The Rangers will counter with their ace, Cliff Lee. Let's see what he can do after being shellacked the last time around in the city by the Bay. So that's where that stands. Our game of the week, and nail the score, is the Monday game, as you all know. So don't be concerned about nailing the score, because we won't know until we know what happens on Monday. But some interesting things happened, just as a quick aside, in the wonderful game of football in the NFL. Here we are, week 8, and you had things like the Saints outlasting the Steelers 20-10. You know, I was one of those people, too. I thought, man, this is it, Pittsburgh. They look like they could go all the way. I was talking about Big Ben, but Drew Brees was knocked around, and he was able to regain his focus. And that was a big game, I think, for the Saints, to say the least. Crazy what happened with the Vikings. Brett Favre now again injured. This time he needed stitches in his chin after he left the game. And unfortunately for the Vikings, they had a great chance to win the game. In fact, I was keeping tabs on it earlier when the first half of the game, and I thought, wow, they're going to pull this out. This would be big to knock off the Patriots, because, you know, they're deadly. The Patriots are might be silent to some people, but they're very deadly. And in the end, Minnesota ended up losing 28-18. And what a tough loss that was, because it just didn't look like that was – it looked like they had the opportunities. They kept blowing the opportunities, actually. And like I said, the quarterback ends up with a cut chin, 2 fractures in his left foot, and tendonitis, of course, he has in his right elbow. You know, what's the deal with Brett Favre? He says he's going to be fine. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, and that he would be ready for next Sunday's game against Arizona. And Brad Childress, the Vikings coach, says, well, he needed 10 stitches, but he praised Favre for being so durable and being able to withstand, you know, the pressure and everything else that he endured during this. And there's some crazy moments, like I said, in this game. Now, we know that Matt Johnson was completely eyeballing what was happening with the Vikings. And were you surprised at some things that happened that screwed it up for the Vikings? Because I really thought they were going to win it.
Once again, this comes down to coaching failures. And I've never been that big of a fan of Brad Childress. And he went for it again on 4th and goal and didn't get the touchdown, so we didn't get any points on that. Just the same as what happened, I think it was last week or the week before. I can't even remember what game it was because there were so many mistakes. He got a little challenge happy, I think, because he didn't challenge the play in Green Bay. And so he challenges another play this week where there wasn't any excuse for it. And I think there's just a lot of coaching mistakes going on, and it's the ship is sinking.
Yeah, the ship is sinking for the Vikings, and the Vikings aren't the only ones who are seeing their ship sink. The Dallas Cowboys are 1-6 now. 1-6. A horrible day for the Cowboys, who couldn't have gotten anything right in their game. I mean, absolutely nothing went the way of the Dallas Cowboys. It was kind of that, it was weird. It was kind of that kind of weekend, and here you had It was a home game for them. You had Jerry Jones being interviewed by the 60 Minutes guy. I can't think of his name now. And it was just a shellacking, a serious hurt put on them. And that might have been, they may be the worst game, or they may be the worst team now, I think, in the NFL. And it was the Jags that just really annihilated them, had their number right from the start. And it was mistakes, bungled mistakes, and John Kitna not being able to it wasn't, I wouldn't even put it so much on John Kitna. He had problems, but he wasn't the only one who had problems. I would just say it was crazy mistakes, and, you know, they just piled it on, and in the end, Jacksonville just blew them out. That's the best way to put it. All right, let's head out to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Talking about wild and crazy football, your CFL team, I say it is because you talk to me all the time, the Alouettes won on the last play of the game, but it was, how shall I put it, weird. Montreal's kicker tries a field goal. It goes wide. Now, don't forget, in Canada, you know, field goal goes wide. I mean, you can still, the other team can kneel it down and Montreal would get a single point. But what the Toronto kicker did, he kicks it out. Kicks it back to the Montreal kicker, who kicks it back to the Toronto guy. The Toronto guy, he goes off him. Then Montreal bounces on it, scores for a touchdown. The officials got together and saying, okay, because don't forget, here in Canada, we have our famous no yards rule. They got together and they said, after further review, play stands, Montreal wins. So they won via touchdown on the last play of the game. So talking about, you know, how weird it can get in Canadian football, because don't forget, we have our rules and you have your rules. So, you know.
Right.
Everything's different. Okay, is the Dallas Cowboy, I know you brought it up, is the Dallas Cowboy head coach, is he the first one to get canned this year?
They keep saying that Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, which is true, he's never fired a coach mid-season.
Right.
So it may be, okay, we'll just ride this thing out because here we are 1-6. How bad does it get? And there's no way, they don't turn this around. Their schedule's too hard. Even
right.
if they did turn it around, they're not going to win enough games to get the playoffs. I mean, they're toast. I think Wade Phillips is gone, but I don't know if he waits, if he does the traditional thing that he's done the entire time he's been the owner. I think he waits till the end of the season, I guess, because there's nothing to do at this point other than
right.
throw everything against the wall.
Right. And, you know, there's a team I'm supporting. I mean, they found another way, unfortunately, to lose another ball game. Buffalo Bills.
I know. That was crazy. Boy, they're a terrible team.
Oh, yeah. And next week, they're going to be playing their home game up in Toronto. And I was checking the internet sites. People are literally giving away tickets.
That's right. Hey, you want to come see a game? This is where you can see it. Don't worry. The once big, bad, amazing Bills are nothing like what they used to be.
And they're
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, Bears.
The Bears, I know. And the Bears should easily have a time with them, I think. Thanks, Sam. Have a good one. I'm going to leave you with this because we're getting close to Election Day. It was Andrew Lack who said, bad officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Look what you did, you little jerk.